And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
With the Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt, and it's a mittful. Shooting sauce on ribs is what men do. We like meat and no tofu. With me and Job, it never gets dull. The grill's so big, it's like a ship's hull. Grillin' Guys, I'll tell no lies. Do some great things to chicken thighs. When we're at the grill, smoking up a rack, a little taste is just like crack. We're backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody grills a T-bone faster. So when you see the Grillin' Guys rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. So check us out and have no doubt, the Grillin' Guys will make the crowd shout. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up the grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows, you gotta listen to the Grillin' Guys show. That's it.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We're going to kick off this second hour with one of our favorite grilling gurus and world champion is Chris Marks from Ace of Hearts Barbecue. Chris, you out there?
Hey, I'm out here. I'm out in lovely Des Moines up at the Shade Creek Winery, getting ready to start the first day of classes. And lovely 12-degree snowing weather up here in Des Moines, or down here in Des Moines.
Yeah, we've got similar here. I picked up Bob this morning, and it was a balmy 2, and we had gotten a couple inches of snow last night, and it's beautiful, but it's brisk out there. We've been talking a little bit about cold smoking because it goes so well this time of year. But what are you teaching down there in beautiful Des Moines?
I'm actually at a winery. It's called Shade Creek Winery. It's an absolute beautiful setting, and it plays very, very well to the barbecue side. You know, what we do is we tie barbecue into wine. They have different wines we taste as we cook ribs, as we do brisket, as we do all these other kinds of things. What we do is we'll tie a wine back to them, and this is a great place. It's a brand-new winery down here in Des Moines. They have some great grapes, and they brew it right here on site. So I'm doing my class, and we can directly look right into the vats. So it's going to be a good class if I can remember it. So,
hey Chris, good morning. It's Bob. How you doing?
Fine, Bob. How you doing?
Hey, great, buddy. We like tying barbecue into wine and football. So we've got Dick Vermeil coming on a little bit after you here.
Yeah, good friend of ours.
That's right. And what kind of wines does this winery in Iowa specialize in? Because very often wineries have like a sweet spot.
They specialize on the red side, the Chardonnays.
Nice. Perfect.
I've definitely heard him talk a lot of that up. We're actually going to be working with the Chardonnays when we do our pork and our ribs. And then he's got some special stuff that he's going to give us when we're working on the other meats.
Well, barbecue goes great with reds.
It does, and exactly right. And he's got some great reds here that we're going to be working with.
So, Super Bowl snacks, Kansas City style. What you throwing down for the Super Bowl?
Oh, man, I tell you what, for the Super Bowl, what we're going to throw down is we're going with jalapeno poppers. I tell you what, nothing better than a good jalapeno popper. What you do with that jalapeno popper is you basically core them out, get a little cream cheese, get your favorite hot sauce and a little rub, you mix it up. You stuff it in there, you smoke them, you wrap them with some bacon, and I tell you what, nothing better than jalapeno poppers. I tell you what, they hurt coming in, but they're well worth it. Then what we do is, down here in Kansas City, we get the real brave guys. So what we'll do is we'll make some habanero poppers. Those are usually
That'd be up my alley, yeah.
But the jalapeno poppers are great to smoke. All you do is you wrap them with bacon, you smoke them for about an hour until the jalapenos get a little bit soft, that cream cheese gets hot, you know, that hot sauce works well with them. You know, you use a little Tabasco in there, a little Chipotle Tabasco, it's killer.
Hey,
now,
Chris.
American oil, we cooked about 65 pounds of jalapeno poppers.
Wow, Chris, I've had a challenge cooking poppers on the smoker because I can't get the bacon done. You got any tips for me? Because I don't need it crisp and crumbly, but I also don't want it, like, rubbery. So what temperature are you smoking those jalapenos at? That may be my issue.
Well, that is definitely going to be the issue because when you cook those jalapeno poppers, you know that bacon's got a lot of fat in it, and you want to get it to where it's manageable. It's not soft. I know exactly what you're talking about. So what you do is you take your smoker up to about 350 degrees, cook it a little hotter, and it's going to crisp that bacon up. it's not going to be the crispy bacon, but it's going to make it to where you can bite right through it.
So am I smoking then those jalapenos the whole hour you said to have them on the smoker? Am I at that 350 temperature, or do I just finish them there? What's the technique?
Just keep them at 350.
Okay, so that's hot for a smoker, guys. When you're out there, you usually don't run it quite that hot. I know on that good one, there's a dial on the end, and smoking stops at about 250, and then we get into grilling after that. So you're up in that, technically in that grilling temperature, but you're still doing it on a smoker.
Okay, hold the bus.
Yeah, absolutely. What we're doing is we're running it a little hotter. Remember, that good one's like a convection oven. So what we can do is we can run it hotter, and we're not directly over the heat, so we can manage it. We're not going to burn it. We're not going to have flare-up. You can manage, because when you start cooking that bacon, you're going to have a lot of that grease drop off. If you're cooking direct, you know what's going to happen. You're basically going to burn the hair off your hands trying to get down there, because it's going to be flashing. And with the smoker, what you do is you just manage the heat with the damper, run it up to 350, and it takes that bacon and it cooks it nice and firm around that jalapeno popper.
Yeah, I've got I've come up with a nice way to cure that problem, Chris. And what I do is I'll pre-fry that bacon a little bit and take about half the reduction off of it, and it crisps up real nice. You just fry it to where it's still pliable, so you can still wrap it nicely. And then by the time you smoke it, it comes out absolutely spot on perfect. It is crispy, and that's what most people, especially women, don't like biting into anything that's got some stringy stuff falling off onto their blouse, you know.
And here's another option you can do to the bacon. Is you can take that bacon. We use either the Three Little Pig Memphis rub on it, or we'll use the Championship rub on it. And what it does is within that bacon, it absorbs up that rub. So, again, it gives you another flavor profile on that jalapeno popper.
That's a great idea.
It just works really well, especially with the poppers.
Now, you said it's like a convection oven, and that reminds me, the good one, and you now, if you just tuned in, we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM, and we are talking with 9-time world champion Chris Marks. He's grilled a little bit, barbecued a little bit. He's been around the block, and right now he's in Des Moines, Iowa, and out there with those Hawkeyes or whatever they are. So you're going to have a little wine on this class today. That's going to be just phenomenal. What a great idea. We're working with the Southwest Michigan Wine Tour, and we're going to be doing that same thing this summer. But you have the Ace of Hearts is what you run, and that actually is the good one and Three Little Pigs. Three Little Pigs is your sauces and rubs, and you can find those in Spartan stores and all sorts of stores around Grand Rapids and West Michigan, Lansing, Plano even. But you've got a built-in good one smoker coming out, and can you reveal any secrets on that yet?
I can reveal one secret that it is going to change the way people look at barbecue smoker grill ovens that go into outdoor kitchens.
That's hot, baby. That's hot.
It is going to totally change the way people look at them.
When are we going to get to have them in the marketplace?
As soon as
you're on radio.
Get all the actually, it is such a unique device. We are getting it patented.
Great.
So we're in the process of getting it patented because we were told to by one of the really very, very high up person in the HPBA that this is very unique. This is just something that's going to change the whole image of smokers and barbecue kitchens.
Great. Well, listen, we're going to have to go to a little break here. We sure appreciate you taking time. Get back to your class, and I hope you have somebody to help you out down there, because that's a busy day you got ahead of you.
Oh, yeah, I do. So, again, thanks a lot, and tell Dick hi for us.
We'll do that, and always good to talk to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, that was Chris Marks, Ace of Hearts Barbecue, owner of the Good One Smoker Grills and Three Little Pigs. A little side note, Chris is the last remaining member of that very famous competition team, Three Little Pigs. It was him and his mom and dad. These recipes from Three Little Pigs, his dad came up with all those 30 years ago.
Fantastic. Coming up next, Bob had an opportunity to spend some time with Keith Nichol, MSU football star, and he's going to be playing in a bowl game today, coached by Dick Vermeil. So we're going to have both those guys coming up in the next few minutes. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.